What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Monday morning look at some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama. We're going to put an end to clientelism and corruption that destroys society. I'm not coming back to leave the country as it is. Panama is not anyone's business. The robbery is over and there will be new rules of the game where people that think it is pays. This was part of the message that the former ruler of the Republic, Martin Torrijos, gave on Sunday after being ratified by the Popular Party, the PP, as its presidential standard-bearer for the elections of the 5th of May of 2024. During an extraordinary national congress of the PP, 359 delegates supported Torrijos as the presidential candidate of this group. Six voted against, and there was a null vote. In total, 366 delegates participated in this political event. After this proclamation, Martin Torrijos affirmed in his speech that if he wins the next elections, he will make the transformations that are needed, but that nobody has dared to do. Where education and health are key, remarked the now presidential candidate. The former Panamanian president spoke of a national medicines agency that will end shortages and price abuses, of a new cancer institute in Panama City and another in the interior of the country to improve patient care. Yes, friends, we have to save the Social Security Fund. Again, due to the irresponsibility of the last three governments, we are going to do it, he assured. Torrijos also mentioned the creation of a public water institute, which will plan and guarantee that water reaches everywhere and that the Panama Canal operates at its capacity. In this speech, which lasted about 12 minutes, Torrijos also commented that there is a war of promises where the train is arriving in Costa Rica, the Panama Metro looks like a spider web, and they talk about more schools and students. In that contest, I'm not going to compete, he assured, while pledging that if he reaches the presidencia, he will govern with the best. Let's understand that in these elections, the country is at stake. We all risk it, said Torrijos, who already presided over the country, of course, between 2004 and 2009. And this Sunday, he was confident in achieving the presidential victory again. So far, Torrijos is the fourth presidential candidate for the next year's elections, Ricardo Martinelli achieving goals, José Gabriel Carrizo, PRD, and Romelu Roux, the Cambio Democrático, have already been proclaimed for the contest. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, reiterated this Sunday that millions of dollars, long overdue, accumulate in accounts payable that the state has with the private companies. In the Sunday column, La Cámara Opina, the union explained that to mention a few obligations, $22 million is owed to businesses that process the universal scholarship, $95 million to drug providers, $18 million to the supermarkets that accept the Vale Digital, and almost $600 million owed to the banks as preferential interest. And much of this defaulting by more than 180 days pointed out the business organizations chaired by Adolfo Fabrega, the consequences of non-payment by public institutions are negative, he said. In the first place, added the union, the affected companies suffer in their cash flow and lack of liquidity, which can result in them not being able to meet their own obligations, often affecting their workers and suppliers. Second, companies cannot adequately plan their growth, since much of it depends on capital investment, which is constrained by non-payment. This domino effect of consequences ends up affecting the national banking system due to the increase in the delinquent portfolio of the system caused by the non-compliance of the companies to which the state owes their payments for goods delivered and services rendered, he said. Well, thus the union demanded that the government address this problem with honour, the commitments made as soon as possible for the general benefit of the institutions, private companies, and the general public. The Supreme Court of Justice, the CSJ, has agreed with the executive and declared that the entire Bill 697, which regulates the commercialization and use of crypto assets in the country, known as crypto law, is unenforceable. For formal reasons, the entire Bill 697 of 2021 is contrary to Article 170 of the Political Constitution, indicated the plenary sessions of the Supreme Court in a ruling on the 6th of June, whose speaker was Judge Maria Eugenia López Arias. Judge Olmedo Arrocha saved his vote. In its decision, the court alleges that the National Assembly did not comply with the parameters established by the Constitution. This is for the formation of laws. Remember that when a bill is challenged, the National Assembly can consider its discussion only in relation to the articles presented by the executive. That did not happen with Bill 697. It is verified that if the plenary session of the Assembly in the second debate of Bill 697 not only responded to the objections formulated by the executive branch, but also approved the modifications of provisions that were not objected to, and new ones were added with a content that was not part of the originally approved bill, forbidding the possibility for the executive to present objections regarding these new provisions, states the ruling of the 6th of June. Project 697 was vetoed by President Cortizo in June of 2022, considering that the legislative initiative required adapting to the regulations that regulate the financial system and the Panamanian monetary model. The administration of Ricardo Martinelli backed it as melting pot in 2010, and now the government of Laurentino Cortizo have called it temporary protection permit. The essence of both programs is basically the same, that those irregular migrants with at least 1 year in the country can regulate their status and stay legally for up to 2 years. Now, the measure was approved through Decree 112 of the 13th of July of this year, which was published in the Official Gazette. The regularization process for foreigners will begin today, Monday, and will last for 1 year, so that's until July of 2024. According to the new immigration regulations, aspects such as national security and the fight against organized crime were considered. Faced with this, the need arises to adopt temporary measures that provide immigration status to those who are in a irregular condition and in a high level of vulnerability in the face of crimes such as human trafficking and other trafficking in its different modalities. The program aimed at foreigners, regardless of nationality, who have been in the country for 1 year and who have not carried out any procedure to regularise their situation. The migrant who applies for these temporary permits will have to pay $500 as immigration service. If the applicant is a minor, the cost will be $250. So, to this must be added $100 for the card, a certified or cashier's check for $200 from the National Bank in favour of the National Immigration Service, and another check for $150 in favour of the National Treasury as a contribution to tax obligations. The foregoing assumes that an adult must pay then a total of $950. The figure decreases to $700 if a minor for the new immigration permit. The amounts collected will be distributed 70% for the Ministry of the Presidency for social assistance and security, 30% to be deposited in a special fund for the development of human resources of the National Migration Service. And one of those, by the way, who closely follows this issue is the independent deputy Juan Diego Vasquez, who questioned the delivery of funds to the Presidency, particularly on a discretionary basis and in the middle of a political election. The funds arrive where the Vice President, José Gabriel Carrizo, works and where he was Minister of the Presidency and where he has his named files. What are we talking about? It's a shame, he said. And last but not least, it was not on the edge of their seat last night. The Panamanian soccer team fought, they battled and demonstrated their quality. Then came Mexico's striker, Santiago Jimenez, who became the angel by putting the ball in the back of Panama's goal, making it 1-0 and giving Mexico another Gold Cup title. Our team, led by Tomas Christiansen, did not disappoint, creating plays throughout the game, but the forwards were just unable to finish. Then Jimenez appeared, and in the final stretch of the game, the 88th minute, fought Harold Cummings and ultimately ending the game by depositing the ball in the nets. For Panama, it was their third final in the maximum event of the CONCACAF, and they still have not been able to lift that cup. but I've not seen the team play as hard and as they did last night. And in the semi, they beat the current champions, the USA, and were up against an nine times winner in Mexico. They did us proud. We can all hold our heads up high. Welcome them home. Give them a hug. And with the continued support of Thomas Christiansen, we can look forward to a strong showing in the World Cup next year. Well done, the Reds. That's it. That brings us to the end of some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama, compiled on this morning's breakfast show.